sheni that comes from a regular sheni l'tuma. The sheni gufa asa v'chulin. That even a sheni has tuma by chulin. Now, it's by regular chulin, there's a rishon and a sheni. So when a sheni touches a shlishi, for sure it should make it pasul for truma, and for sure that should make a revi for kachim. Is that, that's what saying, no, ain't a din, isn't it a svar for sure, shoyis a revi by kodesh? Isn't it a svar for sure that I should even make a revi by kodesh? Masa v'chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, mishum diyikul amifukos shikadesh takasha, malat fu yom shekai navatuma, malat fu yom that is navatuma. So you can't make a kavah chayma from a tfuyayim. The Gemara says no. Hoyasinu mechusa kipurim v'loy pirchei. Before you yourself learned that from mechusa kipurim, this kavah chayma, and then you did not ask this kasha to say ayi shayich and avatuma. So you yourself also ask him. That's not such a kasha. Yeah. And this verse says Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav v'yamri lo Omer Rabba bar Isi. Amar Rav, Rabbi Meya, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kula Svirulhu, all these man the Yomim hold, the Ein Sheini Oise Shlishi B'chulim. Chorb Shita, that by regular Chulim, not Nogaya to Truma, not Nogaya to Kachim, a Sheini does not make a Shlishi. Rabbi Meya, where's Rabbi Meya Shita the Tnan, like we learned? Kol HaToyin V'yasmai Medivri Seferim. Anytime you tell me, like midi rabbonim, midi vrei seferim, is mitame es hakodesh, either mitame kachim, or poistles at truma, and you passel truma, but o muta bachulin, it's muta bachulin of a meiser, divri of a meyer. So kolatoyim bi esmai means you have a sheni l'tuma, you like have a tuma sheni on you. And still we say what? For chulin, it's muta. And Rashi says, kol shu tome at any time you tome midi reiser. V'chachomim is kikul lava b'mayim. V'chom made you go into water. V'litok going out b'roshim b'mayim shuvim. It's as if you're a shen l'tuma. So it says clearly you do not do anything for chulin. For chulin you're tor. So you see clearly that a sheni does not make a shlishi for chulin. V'chachomim oishim v'chom asa b'maisa. They all know by maisa takrit sasa. By maisa a sheni can make a shlishi. Rabbi Yosi heard the Yamar. Just like we said before, the Yemis, because if you can tell me now that there is such a thing of a Shlishi by Chulin, Laisel Revi Betruma Vechamishu Makredish. Rabbi Yosi makes this call of a Chaymis. So if you're going to tell me that there is a Shlishi Latuma by Chulin, so then by Truma I should have a call of a Chaymis to go one step further, that there should be a Revi, and for Kachim is a step further, there should be a Chamishi. And we know not like that. We know we only have a shlishi for truma and a revi by kachim. So if avad, you don't make the therefore for sure a sheni by chulin does not make a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua does not. Where's Rabbi Yeshua? We learn like this. Rabbi Yeshua also holds that a sheni does not make a shlishi for chulin. Chulin means regular meat. Any food we have, does it become tummy or not if a sheni touches it? Does not. We learn like this. Rabbi Lazar Weiner. If somebody eats food that had a tumas rishon on it, he himself becomes a rishon. Sheni, sheni. Somebody eats food that had a tumas sheni on it, he also becomes a sheni. Shlishi, shlishi. Somebody eats food that has a shlishi, he also becomes a shlishi. So it comes out like this, the chur, that there is a shlishi by chulin. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, no. Hoichel, oichel, rishon, v'yechel, sheni, sheni. Shlishi, sheni, ba'kodesh. V'yein sheni ba'truma. That what a shlishi, if you eat a sheni, ochel sheni, you become a sheni. Shlishi, sheni ba'kodesh, if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni for kachim. V'yein sheni ba'truma, not even a sheni for truma. Yeah. So this is the Gemara answers to what we're talking about here, b'chulin shenasu atayra truma. Talking about chulin, that really the food here is really truma. It's really chulin. But he made it out tyrus truma. Means he wants to watch his own chulin eat it with the tyrus of truma. This we say, our tyrus are trumin, our tyrus are kurdish loy, only because he wanted to make a tor for truma and not for tor for kurdish. Salma, what do we see? Ksover ain't shen yeshe shlishi bachulin. It's only a question if you have truma involved here. When do we say there's a tumah shlishi? Only when it has to do with truma. But if you don't have truma to do here, then there's not even a tumas shlishi. That's al muksav also ain shein yois a shlishi bachudin. We have Yelezer the Tanya. We have Yelezer Roimer. Shloshta and Shavin. They're all three equal. Harisha and Sheba Kodesh, Vesheba Chulin, Vesheba Truma. That Harisha and Tuma applies to all three of them. Metame, Yeshnayim, Upoiselechot Bakodesh, Metame Echot, Upoiselechot Betruma, Upoiselechot Bechulin. That what did you see also? That for Chulin, you only have Harisha can make a Sheni, but a Sheni cannot go further to make a Shlishi by Chulin. We have Yelezer the Tanan. We have Lezer Roimer. Chalo nitelis min ha-toyra la-tumah. When you want to take chala from dough, you can take it off dough that's tor, or from dough that's tummy. Kate said, what do you do? Shtei isas, you have two doughs in front of you. Achas toyra v'yachas tumeya. One dough is tor, one dough is tummy. So lochur is, noita kudei chala mi-isa, you take out kudei chala from the isa, shlei hurmur chalosoi. V'noisein pochas mi-kebeitza b'yemza. So you do like this. Take off the measurement of challah from the dough that you didn't take off challah yet. Put less than a beitz of dough in between. Because when you take off challah, it's supposed to be minamukav, means one next to another. So one dough is tameh. You don't want to touch that dough. You don't want it to become tameh. But you're supposed to, all the pieces are supposed to be next to one another. So put a piece of dough in between, that's less than a gebetzah, in between, and that's not metamei. V'chachom moim l'chom say though, v'chom moisim say no, that's not a good etzah. V'tani we learned, gebetzah savru idi v'idi. That well, when you have a size of a betzah, then we hold what the isa rishayna, that the isa rishayna tum it makes, v'chulin atfun l'chala l'kechala dami. And tfulin, dough that you set aside to take off chal, even though you didn't take off the chal yet, it's not called kechala dami. So then what's the machlekes over here if it becomes tummy or not? So my lab, this is what the machlekes is totally in. The ma savar ein sheni yois a shlishi b'chulin. One hold, you have nothing to worry about. This dough now is a sheni. And if, since you didn't take off chal yet, it's only chulin. So a sheni could not make a shlishi by chulin. So therefore, I don't care if the dough touches one another. A sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. Umas savor no, that sheni yais a shlishi b'chulin. No, he can't do that much either. But I'll tell you, a sheni could make a shlishi b'chulin. This thing more says no. Amar Rav Mori Bredu of Kana. I'll tell you, maybe not like that. The kula yama, really everybody could hold ain't sheni yais a shlishi b'chulin. Maybe no. Everybody holds that a sheni cannot make a shlishi b'chulin. The yocho b'chulin natfulin lechala kaniflagi. Here the machlekes says if you have regular chulin, it's dough. But you know your oymed, it's oymed to take challah out of it. You didn't take challah yet, but you know you're going to take challah from it. That's the machlokes. Ma sava one olds kechallah dummy. That has a loch like regular challah. Or ma sava no. Or ma sava like kechallah dummy. That since you didn't take off truma yet, it's not called kechallah. And the boy is saying, not a terrible tell you, the kuli of everybody else, that chulin not fooling the challah, like kechallah dummy. Everybody else, the chulin that's oymed for challah is not kechallah dummy. V'yein sheni yoyis a shlishi b'chulin. And the sheni does not make a shlishi b'chulin. If so, v'hocha, what's the machlokes? V'muto ligroim tuma l'chulin shem Eretz Yisrael k'niflegi. If you have regular chulin, can you make a tummy and not an Eretz Yisrael? Masava muto ligroim tuma l'chulin shem Eretz Yisrael. Since right now this dough is chulin, there's no issa to make a tummy, so therefore you're allowed to make the tummy dika dough touch the tar dika dough. The other one holds no, that also ligram tuma l'chulin shem Eretz Yisrael, even though it's only chulin, for an Eretz Yisrael there's this chumra not to make regular chulin tamei. Therefore, when you have these two doughs, that one is tamei, you don't have the eitzah that they should be touching one another. Because if they touch one another, you're going to make the dough tamei, and even by chulin yolds, chulin Eretz Yisrael, you can't make tamei.
Alright, we'll go over again this last gemara again in the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here.
Avatuma, if it touches something, it makes it into a Rishon Latuma. When the Rishon touches something else, it makes it into a Sheni Latuma. That.
You're holding Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. We'll go over again, the last Gemara again. The last Gemara, Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, said that these few Mandi Omerim, they all hold that the Yeng Sheni Oisa Shlishi Bachulin. All these Tanoim hold that by Chulin, the last you can have is a Sheni. You can't have a Shlishi. There's no Sheni that does not make a Shlishi by Chulin. The last lived in Baran Gemara was Rebbe Lezer. Where's Rebbe Lezer Shita? Titania would not like this. We've known more before. Rebbe Yeshua Titnan. Where's Rebbe Yeshua? Somebody eats a rishon l'tuma midrabon and his goof becomes a rishon l'tuma. Sheni. Somebody eats a sheni l'tuma, his goof becomes a sheni. Shlishi. If he eats a shlishi, his goof becomes a shlishi. Rebbe Yeshua roimel oichel oichel rishon. V'yoichel sheni. If you eat a rishon or a sheni, your goof becomes only a sheni. Shlishi. If you eat a shlishi, sheni b'kodesh. You only become a sheni for kachim. V'yein sheni b'truma, and not you don't become a sheni for truma. And which type of a truma? The chulin shenasu atayrus truma. The chulin that you eat, a kohen that eats his chulin, he wants to be machmir tibyut like the loch of truma. That's when there's a sheni that makes a shlishi. So on this, the diak atayrus at truma in atayrus at kodesh loy, or some girsa should be a chulin loy. Alma from here, the raya is sovereign sheni yos a shlishi b'chulin. From here we have a raya that Rebbe Lezer holds, that Yeshua holds, that a sheni does not make a shlishi by chulin. Because even if you hold girsa ain't sheni shlishi by chulin, I'm clear. Ain't teres kodesh, a kol poram is only a shalat truma and kodesh. But by chulin for sure, a sheni does not make a shlishi. Rebbe Eliezer de Tanya, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Shalosh don shavin. All three have the same halacha that harishon sheba kodesh, sheba chulin, sheba truma. Metame, that everybody knows, a rishon l'tuma could make a sheni l'tuma, even for chulin and for sure for truma and for kachim. Ma'ashenke now, metame echad u'poysel echad. Now betruma u'poysel echad b'chulin. It only makes one more posel b'chulin. Means a rishon makes a sheni b'chulin. So that's all. So you see clearly, Rebbe Lezer holds that a rishon only makes a sheni b'chulin, and it does not go further. Rebbe Lezer, we already know Rebbe Lezer holds this to Tanan. Rebbe Lezer Roine, Chalo Niteles Minatora Latmeya. In the case we have two types of doughs in front of you, and you have to take off Chalo, so you want to take off, and one dough is Tomei. So you want to take off Chalo for that dough that's Tomei, so you shouldn't take Chalo from it itself, because it's not nice. So the answer is to take, we'll soon see. So Kate said, what are you supposed to do? Shtei Isoi, so you have two doughs in front of you. Achas Torah v'yachas Tamei. One dough is Torah, one dough is Tamei. Is noito k'dei chala me'isa. You're supposed to take k'dei chala from the isa that's Tahor. But shloi hurmer chalosle, before you took off the chala. Now v'noisein you put pochos mikabeitza b'yemza. In between this dough that's Tamei and the dough that's Tor, like the Indian, k'dei lito min amukav. When you take off chala one from another, the doughs are supposed to be touching one another. That's called min amukav. They're supposed to be next close to one another. Now here, if one dough is tamei, you don't want the other dough to touch it directly, because then the dough would become tamei. So therefore, what we do is we put a little piece in between pochus mikabetza. So Rashi learns shita is even though that pochus mikabetza in itself is makabel tuma, but our koponim it's not matama the other dough. Less than a kibetza, so Rashi holds this makabel tuma, but it's not strong enough to be matama something else. So therefore we put a small piece of dough in between, that now the two pieces are like touching one another. K'deilito min amukav.